How many times have we hidden from someone who we do not want to cross with at the mall? And you realize that that other person who once hurt you, with whom you had an alteration, or whom you don't really like, they're close to the place where you are. They have not seen you yet, but you already saw them, and you turn around to hide and look for something to do in order not to meet head on. Because you know that in your heart still, there is something against this person that's not so good. I do not know if it is a coincidence that he is speaking this. Rather, I call him God-incidence. But God, how many times has the same thing happened to you? Now, how many friends have you lost? Friendships of years, but a small difference due to a small problem, due to an agreement that was not good. How many companies have ended due to misunderstanding and bad administrations? How many people have distanced from us because they have simply had a difference with us? As human beings, we are all full of so much differences. We are full of so many errors. What is even more tremendous is when this happens within the family, when the moment comes, the years, the months, the hours, the minutes pass, in which you don't care whether or not to talk to your family, to the people that God put there by your side. It's tremendous. Like money can damage a relationship between siblings. It is tremendous how we spend time and let time pass. It flies without speaking to that father or that mother, without speaking to that husband, that wife, without speaking to his children, without speaking to that brother, that sister that the Lord gave us. We let the distance become external and made pride rule. My hastiness placed my heart in the chair to judge and say that they wronged me, and that rather it is me who has to ask for forgiveness. It is tremendous when human beings think in this way, so irrational that sometimes animals think of one way so different, and their attitude is so different. God has endowed us with the ability to think, to reason, but also to love. But how can we love if God is not in our heart first? And how can we love if we always try to question all the things? And to have a self-mercy and fill to the point of saying that I do not deserve this because I am good, but well. There is a word in Proverbs chapter 27 verse 17 which says to sharpen the iron with a file. To be able to be a person. My friend, there is another vision that also says, as the iron is sharpened with iron, thus a friend sharpens his friends. Today I want to talk to you about forgiveness and the importance of releasing, unloading, surrendering, being free and having a fullness of life. Sometimes we complicate life so much because of pride. We complicate life so much that we distance ourselves from people who once loved us and whom we loved. We build a fence around it, a wall around it, and we don't allow anyone to get close. And when it comes to family, it hurts more and we end up pushing everyone away. Forgiveness through the Bible is a value that it has. That is a great importance. Great importance for God. Jesus himself taught us to forgive and taught us to love. The importance that forgiving is not forgetting or seeking revenge or feeling good when our enemy is doing badly. It is that I feel a little cold. I don't make no one feel bad, but it's that I feel a little cool. We had to learn, and more tremendous when it occurs within the family. This is complicated, right? But it is necessary. For God, it is important. I cannot say that I follow Christ and that I love God if I first do not love myself, my brother, who I am seeing. Forgiveness is essential. Knowing how to understand people at the moment of having a relationship. In this case, a family relationship. Going to the family is a group made up of human beings, and where there are humans, there are always differences and conflicts. That is why this word teaches us. It gives us the example that to convert a mineral in a beautiful and valuable knife or a tool, another mineral is required, just as strong. And the friction between both is useful for the elaboration of this tool. The same happens in the family. The differences and conflicts, in this case, the frictions that may have been parents, children, husband, wife, many times they will be necessary to form character and to have a solid family. The question is, what attitude do we take when we have friction with a member of the family? When they said something that was not funny, and when someone in your family failed you, what is our behavior? For example, between spouses, you always see friction all the time. But Paul teaches us in the book of Ephesians that sun does not go down on your anger. Another version says that anger does not last all day. That is, we must take a wise position in God to face the said friction and with wisdom learn to win. Why do I tell you to learn and win? Because every difficult circumstance leaves us a lesson, especially when it comes to the family. Psalms 127, 4 and 5 teaches us that children are like arrows, and blessed is the man who fills his quiver with them, because he will not be ashamed in front of his enemies. You know that it is important to learn to listen. It is important to have the wisdom to take advantage of every circumstance in our family and to really realize what God wants to teach us and what is really missing in us. It is sad that we alienate loved ones and we alienate ourselves from them out of little pride or fear, sadness or disappointment. But when God comes into your life, He makes you look at things from a different perspective. Maybe today it's God's strong call for you to get rid of that pride, that barrier, and get closer to that brother, that sister, that father, that mother, that relative that you should not let go, that perhaps hurt you. It is time to forgive. It is time to close those unfinished things that we have left in our life, especially in our family, and move forward. It is time that you, as a father, run to your children and ask for forgiveness, that they see that great example of Jesus in you. It is time for your son or daughter to run to your parents and ask for their forgiveness. Receive that honor. If they are not the best, they are not, but they are your parents. And there is nothing more beautiful to help you enjoy life, to have a healthy, pure, clean heart, free from resentment, free from all roots of bitterness, free to forgive the moment of letting go all resentment in the heart, and being able to enjoy the love of God in our life. Maybe the time has come to return home. Express to everyone that you love them. The longer you are going to wait, maybe you will listen to this audio today and you will be saying, tomorrow I will do it. Allow me what I am going to tell you. And what will happen if tomorrow does not exist? What will happen if everything ends in this moment? It is sad that we are only to come to recognize our mistakes in a grave. It is sad that we ask for forgiveness only when everything has finished, in quotation marks. It is sad. What if we start now? No, it's about how they did it to me. It's that you must do it, and that you will make, and that will make you free. You must do it in order to be free. Let's not hide behind the expression, I'll let time pass, because time heals everything. If this phrase were true and real, we could freely sin, offending God in every moment with our actions. And at some point, it will pass Him. He will take us to His glory so that we do not go to that place of torment. But nevertheless, it's not like that. There is only forgiveness when there is a true repentance, and we make that past remain behind. It is the same with the family. I do not think that time heals everything. On the contrary, I think that time makes everything worse. Maybe the wound will sleep, but at some point the wound will touch you and you will realize that it is alive and that there is pain there. Maybe it is time to solve things. The Bible is full of examples. Examples of how families allow themselves to be damaged as a cancer damages the body until it metastasizes it in all its organs and finally destroys them, ends them, like a small lack of forgiveness, like a pain grew like that cancer until it became a root of bitterness and ended up angry and everyone and more with the family. As an example of this was the family of David when his own eldest son raped his own sister and his other brother to avenge what his brother did to his sister. I don't know if you understand me. He killed him. This is a tremendous truth. Do you remember the story of Cain and Abel? How Cain allowed his heart to be damaged out of pride because of resentment, and he invited his brother and in a place to kill him and end his life. And when Jose's brothers felt jealous of him and sold him to be a slave, I can continue mentioning many more, such as, for example, Mary spoke to her brother Moses at a certain point for talking about her brother, she got leprosy. Or Michael, David's wife, when she saw that David was dancing, she began to talk about him and she became sterile. And so I can keep mentioning circumstances, problems at home, and if there have been forgiveness, if they have been resolved instantly, as the grandparents say, another song is like this happens to us among brothers, among children of God too. What resentment, what pain are you holding today? Do not take it so seriously, so personal. Every time I meet with leadership, I teach them something and tell them everything that happens in the midst of our differences is necessary to learn to take the good. Never take something personal. Take it as God's time to improve in your life, in your character. What the Father wants to teach you today, only you know. With this simply and clear word is the moment to forgive. And what a blessing, what a great blessing when that forgiveness is given in the family. Father, I thank you for your words. Thank you for what you are teaching us. Thank you because today we can understand the blessing that there is in forgiving and letting go. Letting go of being free to give a new opportunity. Father, I pray for those homes that are totally destroyed. Homes, Lord, who are hurting. Parents, husbands, wives, children. Lord, only you can exchange the pain of the heart for endless joy. Father, how many people today are listening to me who have experienced disappointment with their relatives, parents disappointed in their children, children disappointed in their parents. Lord, change the perspective. Heal our hearts and help us move forward. But to understand that to move forward, the first step is to ask for forgiveness and forgive. Help us because we can't alone, Father. We must know how to give today by putting it into practice brings freedom in the name of Jesus. Amen. This was a translation from your pastor and friend, Elias Hoyos. He spoke to you. Remember this word. It is time to forgive. God always just arrives on time. And perhaps what you are experiencing today is because you have to reconsider. Forgive to be free and to be healed. He invites you to follow us on your YouTube, on our YouTube channel, Just in Time Devotionals. To subscribe there on Instagram, Pastor Elias HC. Blessings.